is on the threshold of manufacturing a nuclear bomb, and they were all baseless. Now, such predictions even date back to such baseless predictions even date back to the 1990s. Those who have made warnings in this regard, they have tried to portray Iran as a threat for the region and the world. The claim of Iran being a threat is a baseless claim, and its baseless nature has been proven. We all know who is the main instigator and what interests is going to be gained by magnifying this issue. We also know that such claims against Iran also reminds one of is fluctuating with the issue of the termination of the settlements, and also those who have also been inattentive, that based on the calculations made by the U.S. intelligence community, Iran has no decision for making a nuclear weapon. We have become committed that we do not make any action for making a nuclear weapon, as it has been reiterated by the leader's fatwa, that we strongly believe that production, stockpiling, and use of nuclear weapons is in contradiction with Islamic teachings and precepts. I should also stress that we have never thought about the option of manufacturing a nuclear weapon. We believe that such weapons can only undermine our national interests and security, and therefore it has no place in the Islamic Republic of Iran's national security doctrine. And also, even imagining this, that Iran is after such weapons, that is detrimental to our public interests. During my presidential campaign, I became committed before the people in order to make my utmost efforts for eliminating any confrontation as far as Iran's peaceful nuclear program is concerned, in order to fulfill my commitment, and also benefiting from the window that has been opened in the course of the elections. My government is ready to make use of any means for coming up with an acceptable solution for all the parties. And for this purpose, we are prepared to work with the FA Plus One group, its members, and other parties for having full transparency within the framework of international regulations concerning Iran's nuclear program. The peaceful nuclear capabilities that we have gained is going to be applied in an internationally recognized manner in a transparent way, and the IAEA, within its safeguard mechanisms and international supervision, has had full access and will have full access. We believe that in such a legitimate way, the global community will become certain about the peaceful nature of Iran's nuclear program. Within this framework, we are also ready to eliminate any ambiguities and also respond to any logical question about Iran's peaceful nuclear program. While giving such assurances, let me also emphasize that we will not retreat from our inalienable right, including enrichment. Continued pressure, intimidation, and measures against Iranian people, and efforts for preventing their access to a spectrum of requirements, including technologies, medicine, sciences, foodstuff, and such actions can just poison the climate and make the situation inappropriate for further progress aimed at resolving the issue, and it's gonna undermine our resolve and determination. We, with respect to the above-mentioned issues, we are fully prepared in order to come up with a mutually acceptable solution, and also we are going to enter this arena based on goodwill and with an innovative approach, and hopefully the other party would also benefit from this issue, and hopefully they are prepared to just cooperate. I would like to thank you for your patience. I'm prepared to hear your comments and also respond to any possible question. Thank you very much.
Well, Mr. President, we thank you very much for those remarks, and I know on behalf of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Asia Society, we're very pleased that you decided to partake in the only public session during your time here and a meeting with the public, and we think it's very important. And we're also very pleased that you've agreed to take questions not only from this very distinguished group here, but also from others who are with us via Facebook and Twitter, and we're getting many questions. I think I have over 40 questions for you. But I just want to start, because you're really
40 or 14.
And more will come in, I'm sure. You're nearing the end of your first trip as president here to the United States, and you talked about ushering in a new era of relations, and you just spoke again about opening a window of opportunity. President Obama, in his speech at the United Nations, mentioned Iran 26 times. Was there something you heard in that speech that made you feel that there is a window that has opened? And when you go back home, what will you report back to the Supreme Leader and others in Iran about what you have seen here and learned here about this new era?
صدای من میرسه؟
I can tell.
من هم احساس میکنم که
I too feel that
در سطح جهان به وجود آمده.
I believe that a new atmosphere has been created at the global level, and of course, a new atmosphere has been created inside Iran. In fact, the glorious elections in Iran and also the people's vote to moderation and rationality and also hope and prudence created a new atmosphere for interaction and dialogue at the global level.
در مجمع عمومی سازمان ملل انجام گرفت همچنین ملاقات هایی که
با برخی از had meetings with a number of world leaders, including number of European leaders, I came to the conclusion that